Welcome back to the Vol State Chat here on WVCP-FM. I'm your host, Eric Melcher. Vol State Campus Police Department has many roles in keeping students, faculty, and staff safe. Part of that consideration is storm safety. We're coming up on spring storm season here in Tennessee. So we wanted to take a couple minutes to discuss how police prepare the campus for storm safety. And joining us now is Assistant Chief of Police, Tim Anschoitz. Chief, this campus was hit by an F3 tornado in 2006. So we tend to take tornado safety pretty seriously here.
We most certainly do. And just as of recently, you know, Putnam County and our campus, the tornadoes and stuff that took place up there. But since this has become a thoroughfare for tornadoes, we do take it very seriously and keep a very close eye on it.
Yeah, and I say storm season's coming up, but really, we had tornadoes coming through the area in December, and it's really a year-round thing. So what kind of things do we do to prepare? How do we keep people safe?
Well, one of the things we just did it in the last couple of weeks was we did the drills for preparation. Not only is that a federal mandate for us, for the Clary thing, it's also something that we try and do and take very seriously, whether it's to evacuate a building or to go to a safe space so that everybody knows exactly where to go, how to react. And because as a police officer, we know that we always fall back on our training. Mm-hmm. So when people take it serious, and we try and make sure that people do take it serious, even though, you know, from time to time we get complaints about it. But the seriousness of it is that if something comes, you have to be very quick. You have to be very decisive, and people have to know where to go and what to do. And when it comes to a tornado, we know that they just drop out of the sky. You go from 1 minute seeing sunshine to the next minute, it's all hands on deck. So speed and knowing where to go is paramount for people's safety, and that's why it's so important that we do the drills. Not only do the drills, but we've got a dispatch office. We're a 24/7 campus here. Mm-hmm. So we have GR level 10 radar that we keep an eye on. We're very well connected with NOAA, which is the National Weather Service, as well as the Nashville Weather Service. So we get daily updates from them and weekly updates from them coming in, what to be aware of, what to be ready for. Oftentimes we get animations and stuff. Sometimes we can put that out on our Facebook page. But also we rely on you and PR as well with the Rave texting system. We also have the ability to text, to put things out over the PA system, to just let people know, to be weather aware. So we're constantly monitoring that day and night for what is coming, the potential of what is coming, and to allow people to have time to prepare for that. And then, you know, we just have the regular weather service. Everybody can get News Channel 5, News Channel 4 texting for weather alerts on their phones now. You don't have to go get a weather radio to do that. So we're lucky enough to have a lot of means of detecting potential storms and tornadoes on this campus.
Yeah, and it's not just the detection, because then you guys also have the ability to be able to, on your intercom system, as you say on the drills the other day, you can hear the campus police dispatcher really over all over campus. And it didn't used to be that way. I remember back to the 2006, there was a few speakers, but we really, so that experience caused us to beef up the number of speakers we have, and we've got cameras on campus. There's all sorts of ways for you guys to be able to get the word out.
Absolutely. And I think a survey just came out today to everybody on the campus, a survey for how the drill was. Mm-hmm. And it's very important that people take that survey seriously, because, for instance, I was at the Springfield location for one of the drills. Well, from outside, there were no speakers outside. Oh. So anybody that's pulling in at the time or entering the building, even though an alarm has gone off or there's been an announcement, they may not get that. So it's very important that if you noticed something, send it in that survey so that we can continue to get better. And that's the only way we can get better. We don't have enough people to monitor every area of this campus during a drill. So we have to rely on 100, 1,000 other eyes and ears that can detect us and alert us to problem areas. If you can't hear the announcement in a stairwell, we want to get that fixed.
Yeah.
Because we want people to hear it everywhere.
Because that's the only way we know.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, so, and it's something we've been working at for a long time, but we say in 2017, the National Weather Service gave Vol State a storm ready designation, and that involved all sorts of different things, including the best rooms for people to take shelter, and they were basically doing a survey of campus, seeing how prepared you guys were to get the word out. How do you think technology has kind of changed the game for storm preparedness and forget? I mean, you guys have all this cool gear. You can go down in the campus police dispatch and you guys have cameras all over campus now. That's got to be, all of that stuff together has got to really help.
All that stuff together does help. I think we've almost gotten to the point probably, you know, back in 2007, we relied on what the people on TV were saying, mm-hmm. right? But now we have all that technology right within our own campus. So we can look at all those things. We can look at the different radars. We can look at the 3D renderings. We can listen to what they're saying as well. But I think probably the most important part is the fact that we can alert people before they ever come onto campus. We can alert people if they're here, where to go.
Yeah.
By being storm ready, we operate 24/7, 365 days a year. So we are constantly trying to stay aware, weather aware, as I think I've heard one of the local radio stations say, but we receive those warnings and can pass them on. And I think just because we have all that technology, we have an idea of what's going to happen way earlier than we ever yeah. did. And I think that preparation and knowing more information earlier is what comes down to it, is saves lives.
Yeah, well, and they've shown that. And, you know, the other thing that is an interesting feature to the campus, I was here for the 2006 tornado, and that's a tornado that hit two buildings directly here on campus and caused some damage but no injuries, and then jumped across the street, hit homes across the street from us here, and several people died. And the state buildings are built to kind of a different level in terms of their building code requirements. So you can take a direct hit. We know that our buildings can take a direct hit from a tornado and do pretty well. So that's another reason. But where you go is critical. You've got to go to the right places. So you guys have identified already, you know, go to these rooms, the places that are safe.
Sure. We try and tell people to go, you know, to get to the first floor of a building, get to the bottom floor of these buildings because they are safe. There's redundancies built in. You want to get away from windows,
yes.
Any bathroom. There are less windows and stuff. We know that if a window gets blown in, this entire building or one of these buildings is not probably going to blow down. Like you said, Caudell took a direct hit. Raymer took a direct hit. There was damage, but those buildings didn't just come down like you see houses would do. So we've also identified where the safe places. We try and get to interior hallways on a first floor. We try to get to bathrooms if we can.
Mm-hmm.
So we've, you know, by being weather aware, we know to tell people to close all doors for flying debris.
Yeah.
Just little things like that. And the safety of these buildings, a lot of planning has gone into that. And, you know, our plan ops has done a very good job with that. And then when we identify what is a tornado shelter, what is not a tornado shelter, what place is safe, what place is not safe, once again, the drills come down to getting people to go to those areas and be conditioned to go where they should go when they need to go, so that there's not second guesses and questions as to where they should be going.
Yeah, because really that's what it comes down to, is what happens when the actual event occurs. Well, thank you so much for joining us, and we do appreciate the incredible job that the campus police do here on the Vol State campuses, and not just here in Gallatin, on all of the Vol State campuses. You guys have a very good safety rating, and I think that's important for people to know when they're going to send their kids here, or when they're going to come here themselves, that they'll know that they'll be safe. So thank you so much for that, Chief. And that's it for this edition of the Vol State Chat. A reminder that today's show is going to be available to download as a podcast on Apple, Spotify, and Amazon. Just search for the Vol State Chat. You can always reach us at pr@volstate.edu. That's pr@volstate.edu. I'm Eric Melcher. Thanks for joining us. Have a great afternoon, and stay tuned for more great music here on WVCP-FM.